the Point Music News Minute with Kim Kelly.
This Music News Minute is brought to us by Dollar Loan Center, your community short-term lender. Dollar Loan Center is now offering signature and title loans. Visit don'tbebroke.com. Ringo Starr has finished up a new song called We're on the Road Again, and it features Paul McCartney, Joe Walsh, Edgar Winner, and the song's co-writer Steve Lukather from Toto. Ringo says the new song is a celebration of his life on the road, the tour bus life, and kicking ass on stage. It's going to appear on Starr's 19th solo album, Give More Love, and that's set to be released September 15th. If you just can't wait, that new song is currently streaming on Ringo Starr's website. On this day in 1966, the Doors appeared at a little club called the Fifth Estate in Phoenix, Arizona. In 67, an appeals court gave Mick Jagger a conditional discharge and completely quashed Keith Richards' conviction for permitting his house to be used for the purpose of smoking cannabis resin. In 71, a security guard was stabbed to death during a concert by The Who at New York's Forest Hill Stadium. And it was in 1980, during an Eagles concert at Long Beach, California, that tempers finally boiled over between Glenn Frey and Don Felder. They spent the entire show describing to each other the beating each planned to administer backstage. The whole exchange was actually caught on a microphone that was on stage, and if you've ever seen the Eagles documentary, you can hear that conversation. Glenn Frey was upset because Don Felder didn't want to do charity shows with the Eagles and had made some inappropriate comments at a benefit that they played for a Democratic senator in California. Felder had been upset for years over the fact that Don Henley and Glenn Frey ran the Eagles, pretty much. He felt like he never had a say in what the band was going to do. After the show, Don went rapidly toward his limousine with Glenn Frey in hot pursuit. He turned around, smashed his guitar in a cement pole, jumped in the car, and took off, with Glenn Frey throwing things at the limousine. Don Felder wouldn't play with the Eagles again for 15 years until hell froze over. Get your music news anytime 24/7 on our website at point97.com.
The Point Music News Minute on 97.1 The Point, number one for classic rock.